The champ is here.
Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm a
kill
him with the first verse.
The
and I'm a bury him with the second.
The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, play. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Oh, fresh. Straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I-76 them. So what if they don't like me? I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't croppable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
All right. Great morning. Welcome to the grind on this incredible Thursday morning. Yeah, I tell you, the sun is shining bright. It's a new day. It's a new day to just welcome life. It's a new day to feel great. It's a new day to realize that the best is yet to come. All we got to do is get up, make a decision, and be ready to rock and roll with it. So I want to welcome everybody who's jumping on the grind this morning, who have taken the time to dial into the number 646-668-2564. And to all of those, as we are getting ourselves live on Facebook, live all around the world, I just want to say welcome to everybody who has definitely taken the time to jump on. And we're going to get this show started in just a few moments. So welcome to the grind this morning. I'm trying to do something different. I guess that's not, I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway.
All right. We done welcomed y'all 4,000 times, man. Welcome to the grind, man, the realest show ever. And we're going to play a little music for y'all, man, and we'll get this thing going, man. Y'all tell somebody that the grind is on. Nate and Pam is on, man. We're going to talk about something super transparent. Talk about something super real. All right. If you guys want to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, then share this out, man, and jump back on what is right after this song. And I want y'all to hear this because I believe that let me find it here. I believe that everybody needs to pay attention to what this is, because if you don't do this every morning, you know what? Let me do this. I don't want to do that. I want to give you, that may be too deep for y'all right now.
Uh-oh.
I want to do something inspirational for you guys so that you want to actually come back. I may hit y'all too hard right now, man.
Y'all see what I'm talking about? Come on, Pierre Rashid, come help us. Everybody clap your hands. Here. Thank you, Lord. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
choir.
Wait,
I feel like.
Wait, let's go live now. You know, Facebook was gonna block us, so I said, let's wait.
Man, I felt like I just need to be doing the two-step like this here the whole time, man. I don't know. I felt like I was going backwards. I didn't want a two-step, man.
Okay, so now we live.
I didn't want a two-step, man.
So
we got people on Blog
Live.
Talk Radio. We got people on Instagram, man. We got people on Facebook Live, man.
There
if you don't follow the Grind Facebook page, man, just go follow us. Go like us. Matter of fact, let's go follow us, right? Right at the Grind Facebook page, man, the Grind 101. And guys, be apprised of every time we go live, every time we do a show, and become a fan, man. So, you know, we keep it real. We keep it 100 on this show, man. As we always say, get in the screen, Pam McCray.
I'm
going to tell you, I'm going to show
like
out
to
on you
shown.
Today because you're
like
be just the realest show ever. And you know I show out on you.
Uh-oh.
All right? So I'm going to need for you to be in the moment.
I'm trying to share the live out. We just went live.
How many of y'all agree that it's too late to be trying to share the live?
The live just
during the
live,
live
on Facebook. Instagram,
no.
You know, they won't.
No, y'all
going to
see Pam and I
like
fight
that.
on this morning. Tell everybody right now it's getting ready to be a fight. Y'all ain't never saw a fight. We're going to fight up in here today. Because Pam McCray is just doing the wrong thing.
I thought we didn't do that no more. I thought we did that.
Every now and then we get a good fight in. Everybody does. Everybody get a good fight in every now and then.
That's so funny.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
I wonder
man,
why.
we love y'all, man. Look, your preparation is king, man. Everything you do, you got to prepare for.
This is
if
so
you're
true.
Not preparing for it, then you can't expect to get it.
That's right.
That's just bottom line. So when you're in the moment, when you're sleeping, are you doing anything other than sleeping? You may be dreaming, but you're still sleeping, right? When you're out there playing tennis, golf, basketball, football, are you doing anything other than that? When you go into a class and you're trying to learn about real estate, when you're trying to learn about investing, when you're trying to learn how to be a nurse, a doctor, are you doing anything other than that thing?
No, you have to do that. And I can tell you because let's just take real estate, for instance, because many people don't realize, but I was a real estate broker for about 15 years. And I remember studying for that test. Like, I had to block everybody out. I had to shut the door.
Why, though? Why did you block everybody out?
Why? Because I had to focus for real.
Why did you have to focus, though?
Because I needed to literally engulf my entire self into that moment.
Why, though?
Because I wanted to pass.
You wanted to pass.
I wanted my broker's
pass?
License.
You wanted your
because
broker's
I wanted
license.
To accomplish something. I wanted to be successful at it. And that was something that required all of me at that moment in order to create success. And so I realized because I remember the first time I took the test. No, I didn't take the test. I remember when I decided to half step because the first time I took the class, I don't know if you remember because Christian was a baby, you were traveling. And at that point, I realized I was not going back to work, okay? And so I remember enrolling in the real estate class, and I played with it. I half-stepped it. I literally took that class for about three months of my time,
mm-hmm.
only to not pass it. So then I was like, what in the world? I didn't pass the class.
You expected to pass something?
Right, because I was only, I wasn't focused. I had a baby. I had Brianna, we're doing the homeschooling, all kinds of things going on. And so I didn't focus, but I wanted it to come. But I was mad because I had given 3 months of my time.
No, you gave three months of unfocused time.
Of unfocused time, half-stepping.
Let's just keep it 100.
Right, I gave 3 months of unfocused time, half-stepping, only to fail the class, to turn around mad at this point, motivated and determined. And I enrolled in a four-week class where it was a cram, where I did it on the weekends. I killed that class.
And you don't get the time
right.
back. So your
right,
time
you don't
is
get
gone.
The time back.
You just focus down. So let's just keep your side of the table is over there.
Well, I'm trying to. You told
no.
me to come into the screen.
I want, but your side
so
of the table. Y'all, we're going to fight all
if
show.
If I come on
there
my
you go.
Side of the
no,
table,
I want you to be right here.
Me?
Right there.
All right?
But
I'm trying to prove
go.
A point here.
There you go.
I'm not done. Okay?
We'll make Pam right. mad before
Let
this
me tell
is over
y'all, on track, today is a travel day for us. On travel day, Nate is all right. I am last minute.
This is a very stressful day for me.
And so it's stressful
very
for him.
Stressful.
It's stressful for me because I'm the one that's like, oh, my gosh, here it is. We're going somewhere, and I have nothing. Right?
But
so,
it's the same thing
right?
every
and I,
single
I'm admitting my fault
time.
Going here today. Right? For real, I am.
But what's the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Pray for me. God is not through with me yet. Okay? God, y'all remember that song? Please.
God is not through with any of us yet.
With me.
But insanity is
God
really
is
just insanity.
God is not through with me yet.
So the moral of this show,
please.
Man.
Okay, but anyway.
The moral of this show is, man, you look.
I wanted to finish my story because it was a success story today.
We don't have time for that. We don't have time for that. I'm in a very, very impatient mood today. It's one of them moments for me. I think my PTSD is acting up. I want to get right to the meat and potatoes, man, because I believe people know that you were a real estate broker. People didn't know that you failed the test the first time.
I failed
the
class.
But you failed the class.
But then I went in and I did the cram. I focused. I did it. I passed the sales test and I went right on into the next class and knocked out the broker's license. The broker's class, and that was how I became a broker.
So what's the moral of that story? This show is not about Pam becoming a broker and passing her state test the very first time.
And I planned properly.
She focused and she planned properly. Guys, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right? I'm talking about being decisive. I'm talking about being in the moment when the moment is there.
Right.
So many times, man, people stop being in the moment because they get caught up with other things because they try to do too much. You're trying to spread yourself so thin. You make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and you done ran out of peanut butter and you got a little bit of jelly. You got a little bit of peanut butter and you try to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It don't even taste like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich no more.
It tastes like bread.
It just tastes like bread with a little bread juice on it and some jelly juice because you didn't go and get the peanut butter and jelly. Maybe I want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I don't know. But at the end of the day, man, you have to prepare for everything that you do mentally. That means, do you have to be the best at it?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
But you do have to be there mentally in order to grow in it.
You have to check in.
You have to check in. And I don't care what it is you do. Let's take show day. Tuesdays and Thursdays is the grind show day. It's not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. 2 days out of the week is the grind show days. Okay? Now, y'all get this. I want y'all to understand this. Okay? Yeah, y'all understand this. Because you transfer this over, y'all don't got to give me no hearts, no love, no nothing, because I know I'm telling the truth. So, nah. So here's the thing. When you don't focus on what you need and what you're supposed to do, then why are you a part of it?
You're right.
Why are you doing what you do if you're not gonna focus on it in order to grow in it? You get so many people that call you. If you guys out there that are coaches, I know Pam and I get people call us all the time. What do I need to do? You need to FOCUS.
Focus.
You need to focus on what it is that you're doing in order to get what you want. Guys, there are no shortcuts. There's no difference. You can't just come in this thing and never practice and expect to play.
No.
You can't come in this thing and say, Coach, I forgot my helmet, and expect to get in the game.
That's right.
It doesn't work that way.
That's right, because the results are created in the practice zone.
Yeah, man.
You gotta practice in order
practice
to
practice don't make perfect, man.
And
perfect
you're right.
Practice makes perfect.
You're right.
That's how you grind. That's how you do what you do. So in the time that you're going to work today, you may not want to go to work. You may be sitting at work right now. But if you're sitting at work and you don't want to be there, then you got two jobs. You got to do the job that you're on right now so that they don't know you don't like it and fire you.
Right.
And you also got to work hard on focusing on getting yourself off that job. Mm-hmm. But see, people don't want to do that. People just complain about what they have going on. I hate my job. I hate my life. Such and such did this. Such and such did that. And you become what we call a professional victim. And you never go anywhere. And guys, the thing that a coach always loves is the person that's going to come and they're going to commit and they're going to dedicate and they're going to hustle.
Right.
They're going to be consistent. You can count on them. You can depend on them. Because hustle outweighs and outshines talent all day long.
That's right.
You could have went to school to be a doctor.
Right.
It don't matter if nobody ever lets you perform a surgery because you don't show up. You a hot shot doctor. You got your degree. You happy. You look at the frame and the thing every day on your wall, and you're like, I'm a doctor. Somebody has to give me a shot. I joined this business. I got to become a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
I joined this business. I got to make some. Don't have to do anything but get
I
in the game.
Products. I
got to
lose some weight.
I got to lose some weight. I got them sitting here. They told me if I just buy these products right here,
right.
I was going to be great. And people don't understand that you got to do something to be great, and it means you got to practice the principles.
Absolutely.
I know this is hurting somebody today. That's okay. That's what we do on the show. We hurt feelings. We hurt feelings so you don't have to harm your future. That's what we do. Somebody's got to do it. You may not have that person in your life, man, that's willing to tell you the T-R-U-T-H. That's right. I can spell. I spell truth today. I spell, so I can spell. If that if you don't have
today.
The focus, if you ain't got a person in your life that's willing to tell you
that's
the truth,
true.
Then stop talking to the people that ain't telling you the truth.
Right.
It's, come on, man. This time out, man. This is the fourth quarter of almost the fourth quarter of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming into 2020. That sounds profound all in itself. And you're doing the same thing.
Right.
You're doing the same thing you were doing 2016 and 17 and 18. And you're wondering why you're not where you are. Can't rub them on the back.
No, rub them on the back. That's what I do.
Rub them on the back.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. And I can relate to that. And even I could say that proper planning prevents poor performance, how it's always said, for real, because of the fact that, there are certain things that in life we don't really understand that we have to do, and we all are a work in progress, for real. So nobody's perfect, but it's just like Nate was saying, you got to have that person in your life. I thank God for Nate, because he helps me in the areas that I struggle, because we got a lot going on. Everybody in life has a lot going on, and so to know and to understand that, you got to plan. You're right. You got to understand that you got to manage your time. And that's one of the areas that I've always, had to put more emphasis on, to create some things in order to make sure that I stay on point, because I got, this pulling me here, that pulling me there, this person pulling me here, that person pulling me there. And so therefore a lot going on in all these different roles. And I know ladies, even men, y'all can relate to all these different roles that we have to play in life. But, it's crazy because Nate and I, very rarely do we ever know what's going to come out of our mouth when we go live on the grind. Very rarely. Every now and again, we're playing out something. But very rarely do we know. And what I put up this morning is that successful people and unsuccessful people have got one thing in common, and that is the same 24 hours in a day. And mm-hmm. It's all about how do you utilize it? How do you use it? And so many times we don't understand that, and we sit back and we can allow ourselves to make excuses and now find ourselves in the same position, not realizing that, just like you said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting something different to happen the next time. And so, no, not rubbing it on the back, because you're real, and that's what has to happen. We have to realize that in this season, as we go into fourth quarter, it's time out. It's time to get off the bench. It's time to understand that practice is necessary. So what if you fall? So what if you scrape up your knee? So what if you get knocked down? The only thing is, you got to realize that you got to get back up. You got to understand that every failure is going to now allow you to fail forward. And it's time for us to get the doggone thing done, because you're going to look up. And I know this was me. I speak from the heart, for real. This was me. I looked up, and every year I found myself in the same position saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I thank God for the people in my life, for real, because I don't just have Nate. Nate is definitely one who I'm thankful for and everything that he pushes me to do. But I have other people in my life who believe in me, who push me, who say, hey, did you do this? Hey, you need to look at this. Hey. And as a result of it, it encourages me as I encourage others in order to get up and to realize that, the only way for us to get this thing done is for us to understand that we got to be the ones to move.
Exactly.
We got to do it.
Exactly.
We got to take action. It's not going to happen by happenstance. It's not going to happen by osmosis. You're not going to lose weight just by looking at the products. You're not going to grow a business just by saying, I want to win. You got to get in the ring and be willing to fight for it.
Absolutely, man. If you want to dial into the grind live, man, and make your voice heard today, go ahead and dial in 646-668-2564 and hit the number 1. 646-668-2564. Hit the number 1, guys, and we'll let you come on the radio live. So, guys, people are so accustomed, as Pam said, to being told what they want to hear. And you go to events and you go to different things, and you sit there as just an average person. Yeah, you want to learn. You want to learn things, and then you overthink things, and you try to figure out exactly what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, and how you're supposed to do it, and you leave out the passion. You leave out the hunger. You think that just because you showed up, you're entitled to what the principal said you can have. And you didn't practice the principles, you just showed up. We said that showing up is half the battle.
Right. 80%.
But the rest of the battle is action, right?
Right. It's right.
80%. The rest of it, you got to put in the action to it. And here's the thing. Here's where people miss it. Everybody wants to be successful. And everybody's a leader. Let me tell you that. Let me just say that right off the bat. You can etch that in stone. You can do whatever you want. Say whatever you want to say. Every single person in the world is a leader. Some of y'all looking side-eyed now. Y'all like, everybody? Everybody is a leader. Good or bad, broke or rich, you're a leader. You're leading somebody in some way, shape, form, or fashion. If you're doing bad, somebody watching you and they're doing bad because you're doing bad.
Mm.
You're leading people into something, good or bad. If you broke, somebody watching you right now and they being broke just like you because they're following you because they have no other role model. They have nobody else to look at. So you are a leader. You just got to decide whether or not you want to have the disease called average or not. Because average is a disease, man. I'm telling y'all, average is a disease. If you look to walk into a room and sit there and fit in and look like everybody else, you have a disease. And this is a disease that is not easily eradicated. People don't understand a lot of times that they have average because in average there's comfort. People don't get that. When you put the two together, when you think of everybody that has been successful in life, people that are successful, they broke the mold of average. They've been cured of the disease called average.
Right.
They don't want to look like you. They don't want to dress like everybody else. They want to stand out. They don't want to come and speak just like everybody else. They don't want, they want to be different.
And you know what? And to add to that, when you talk about walking into the room, you don't want to walk into the room and be average because sometimes people think that it's all about the outer appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And being average, it has nothing to do with the outer appearance. Yes, you want to look good, but I can tell you, your not being average comes from the inside.
That's good.
That's going to flow out. It's
that's
nothing
good.
About the clothes that you
that's
put
good.
On because you could walk in the room and stand out and dominate the room with a pair of jeans on and a t-shirt and some flip-flops. But it's all about who are you on the inside, because it's what's on the inside that's now going to flow to the outside that now lets everybody know that, you know what, there's something different about that particular person. It has nothing to do with the materialistic things that we put on our body.
And it's good. It has nothing to do with it because people do get hung up on the material.
Right.
They do. But here's the thing about that. You have to understand, people got to get out of that judgmental mode as well, okay? If a person, I made a statement, man, I make this statement all the time. Whenever I'm speaking to somebody and I'm talking to them, we're coaching, whatever, I always say that money is relative, right? Money is relative to where you are, who you are, and how much of it you have. If you don't have any money, then you're not going to understand what people buy that has money. You won't understand that. You'll be like, I would never spend, you know, $5,000 on a purse because you don't have $5,000 to spend on a purse.
Right.
But the first thing you do is, you know, somebody tell you how much that costs, $5,000. That's she crazy. I would never spend $1,000 on a pair of shoes. How do I know this? Because I've said it before.
Right. Right.
I've said it. I said I would never spend that kind of money on shoes, on belts. But then I got the money, and guess what? I bought me some $1,000 shoes. I bought me some $300-$500 belts. But money is relative to where you are. If
right.
you don't have it, if you're like a football player, let's just take the football player for instance. You guys will say, well, man, I can never run around there and let them get banged up and bang me up like that because you're not a football player.
I said it.
Yeah,
not
your
that,
body.
Not our sons would ever allow that to happen.
When you said that, so we made
never.
The decision for
football,
them.
What's that? We didn't.
But
we didn't
why do
you know
football
existed.
Players? Yeah. But why do football players get banged up like that? Because they did the practice that built the body
mm-hmm.
to allow them that. I told you
right.
guys, practice does not make perfect. Perfect
mm-hmm.
practice makes perfect, and people forget that part. So when you come in the room, Pam says you can have one. Shirt, t-shirt, jeans, and flip-flops. If that's your thing, that's your thing. Understand that if you're in a room with everybody else and they dressed and you're not, then they're going to think that you don't have. And I don't know any other way to tell you that.
Because
perception is a person's reality.
Right.
Right? Now, you get the microphone and you start talking and people know who you are and blah, 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 and you had a level of success, then, man, the more success you've had, the less you have to worry about the perception. Because people get it. People know you don't have to worry about it anymore. But the reality is this. Pam's point was the material stuff doesn't matter as much as what's on the inside. Right? It doesn't make you. It doesn't break you.
Nice to have.
Guys, it's nice to have. It
nice
looks
to,
good.
You always want to look good.
You always want to look good.
Yes.
Man. But at the end of the day, work on what's on the inside. And see, we're on this thing now, and I really wanted to talk about matching up. You know, we match our clothes up every day. I can tell you right now, Pam will buy a pair of shoes, and if that shoe is not black or white, she has to have the color that's in that shoe to wear on her body.
Right. I bought these sneakers. I love them.
Yes,
but I won't wear them because it's hard to find stuff to wear with them.
I'm like, you spend all this money for some sneakers, but you won't wear them until you find the right outfit. Some of y'all ladies don't judge because y'all the same way. Right? Y'all the same way. And if you do put it on, your friends are like, girl, that don't even match.
Right.
You just wanted to wear the shoes.
Right.
Right? But 9 times out of 10, people that care about perception, they're not, and people get so real deep with your mom. I don't care what people think about me. Yes, you do. You do care what people think about you. It just doesn't drive you.
Right.
It doesn't stop you. It doesn't freeze you. It doesn't push you. But everybody cares about what people think about. But it's not about, it's about you living your truth.
Right.
That's it. If you're living your truth, then that stuff doesn't stop you.
Right.
Right? You're going to attract people
right.
that actually believe in the same thing that you believe in. But when you match up, when you leave the house, you want to match, right? You want to match. So why are we so intent, Pam, with matching up our clothes, our shoes? We'll leave the house looking good, but we don't want to. But people don't want to match up, and I want to stereotype everybody because nobody that's listening to this show, I'm not really talking to you.
You know, who you
talking
to?
I don't know. Not the people listening to this show, of course. You know. But nonetheless, you got to match up. When you leave the house, you match on the outside. But a lot of people aren't getting where they want to be in life, man, because they're a totally different person on the inside than what you see on the outside.
Right.
You're not matching up, and your conversation doesn't match your grind. So you're talking about it. Like Pam and I, I'm going to tell you right now, everything that I say to you guys on this show, I do. I don't even mention it if I ain't doing it or if I haven't made a resolve to start doing it.
Right.
See what I'm saying? I say most of the time, 99.9% of the time, I'm talking to y'all about stuff that I'm going through and I've been through.
Right.
That's just reality. I can't talk about something that I don't know. I can't tell y'all. I can't talk about billionaires. I ain't a billionaire.
Right.
I can't talk about, you know, people that – I can't talk about football players and why they do what they do, basketball players and the life they live. I've never been one. I don't live that life.
Right.
So I can't talk about them. So I focus on the things that are going to get me where I want to be. And people, people say, well, why is Nate so nonchalant? Because if it's not pushing me and motivating me and driving me to achieve my goals, I'm not getting frazzled about it.
Right.
I'm not. The reason I'm on here and I'm hyped with you guys right now is because my passion is to see a person get to the next level. Pam's passion is to see people understand that they're created for greatness. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you can get where you need to be.
Right.
That's why I'm hyped right now, because that's my passion, is to help a person realize what's here and to develop it, because God gave it to you. Everybody has a purpose. So match up, man.
I love it.
Match
You're
up.
Right. You got to match up that grind with that goal and knowing that it's going to take some work in order to get this thing done, because We don't realize that we are the reason why we don't get ourselves to that next level. And so you got to take the time to look at that man in the mirror. You got to take the time to understand that, you know, if it's to be, it's up to me. And in order to really go out to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. So, you know, you got to match it up. I
say
love
the stuff
it.
That you want to say,
up,
but,
focus,
live,
follow,
but live
follow,
the stuff
follow
that
Follow that course. Yeah, you got to live exactly what you want to see. Live exactly what you want to be, whatever you want to become. You have to focus, because many times you're all over the place. It's like Nate talked about earlier in the show, spreading that everything so thin to where you want to be the end-all, be-all to everything, everybody, every situation, and you can't be. Trust me. Know they have been there, done that, mm-hmm. to where you find yourself living life for everybody else, for every other thing, and you're not living life for yourself. So figure out what it is that you're supposed to do. Find your purpose. What's your why? And go for it. Understanding that, you know what, certain things that are not lining up with what God is telling you to do, you got to let it go. You got to remove yourself from that situation in order to now grab a hold and to allow what is to come into your life, in order to come into your life, in order for it to grow, in order for you to go, in order for you to get yourself to the next level. So it's not going to be easy. It's not gonna always be a gravy. It's gonna be some pain that we gotta go through, some stretching. Once we're stretched, we can never go back to the original state. So that's a beautiful thing. So allow yourself to be stretched. Allow yourself to grow. Allow yourself to become in order to now get some stuff done. So you gotta focus. Many times we don't, you know, I get asked all the time, hey, did you see this on social media? Did you hear about this? No, I didn't see it. I didn't hear it because I'm focused. If it does not pertain to what God is telling me I need to do for my life in order to help to change the lives that God is connecting to me, I'm not worried about everybody who's not connected to me, who's not part of my purpose. Okay, if you're a part of my purpose, then guess what? We're connected. But I'm not worried about anything else. And so therefore, I'm able to stay focused, head down, straight ahead, focus on the things that I know I need to do in order to change my life, to help to change the lives of others, and to make sure that I am helping to change the life of my family. So that's what it really boils down to. Focus and match that thing up. Match up the activity with the desire, because that's the only way we're going to find ourselves getting to the destiny that we have the power to create.
Absolutely. So I want to answer a lot of questions with one answer, and I want to say this the right way, because I want people to understand, you know, what I'm saying. You know, I stay in my lane because I know my strengths. So I stay in my lane, and I know what God has called me to do. So I don't dibble and dabble in a lot of different things, because I can't focus if I spread myself that thin. This show is one of the focuses that I know, you know, God gave me, and so I have to focus on it in order to move forward. And it's not in my timing, it's in God's timing. But at the end of the day, when I really think about, people ask the question all the time and say, you know, well, what do I need to do to do this or do that? Or how do I do this or how do I do that? Guys, you know, it's all about you. And when I think about what it takes for you to get what you need, you have to really join your own fraternity. It's you for you. It's you for you.
I love it.
The way Pam would do something is not necessarily the way that you would do it. But there are two words that sum up every answer that Pam and I will ever, ever give you in life about anything. And those two words are passion and hunger. That's it. Two words. Two simple words, passion and hunger. If you don't have those two things in whatever you do, it will never, ever work on the level that you want it to work on. And I've never met a person that has ever said, I just want to be average. I just want to make $2 this week and I'm good. I've never met a person that said, I just only want the minimum and not the maximum. I think people settle, but I don't think they intend. No matter what comes out of your mouth, what's here is what you really, really want. And I've never met a person that, when you talk to them and you really dig into what it is that they want, I've never met a person that said, I just want the minimum for my life.
Uh-uh.
Never. So the answer to most questions in how do I do this and how do I do that is passion and hunger. And I say that because I see a young lady on the thing she asked. She says, how were you able to start selling products in public? And, you know, people know that we do, a business and we actually sell products. But the reality is, you know, when you ask somebody like us there, you ask Pam that question, she can give you a long, drawn-out answer and tell you exactly what, you know, what we do and what she does. But I'm telling you right now, you know, we suck at selling products. I'm going to be honest with you, because
you
we have a different philosophy for us is the same philosophy that we deploy across our life, because our life is all intertwined. It's not just business for us. It's about lifestyle. And lifestyle permeates your personal life and your business life. And they have to connect. They have to mesh. So we always thought about residual income and residual love. We always wanted residual, the mentality, residual physical. That means we create it and it keeps on going. You know, all we have to do is tap the wheel every now and then and it keeps going because we create a lifestyle. So, young lady, to answer your question, you know, you can sell products in public at any point in time. It's just a matter of how hungry you are and how passionate you are about it. You're asking that question. And it's a great question, but you're asking that question because there's something that's inside of you that's a four-letter word that's stopping you, and that's fear. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't want to admit it, but there's different facets of fear.
Right.
And it's okay. We all go through it. I go through it every day. There's certain things that I look at and I'm like, okay, that's kind of boom, boom, boom. And it's that fear that creeps in initially. And then you say, well, how am I supposed to sell products in public? There are no magic words. There are no magic formulas or potions. You just become a product of your own product. I don't care if you're selling clothes, cars, or health and wellness products. You can't sell a Ford driving around in a doggone Chevy.
Right.
All right. You can't tell people you're a personal trainer if you're not healthy, if you're not physically fit. You can't do it. People ain't gonna want you to train them. Right? You can't tell people that you're in health and wellness if you don't look healthy. So passion and hunger answers everything.
It does.
In your life, and it should intertwine.
That's good. That's good. You're right, because that's exactly our story. That's my story. You know, when you said that four-letter word, it's on the inside of people, and that's what ends up stopping you from getting to the next level, from focusing on the very thing that you want to accomplish, that fear. It really cripples us. And it wasn't until I got that passion and I became hungry. So no matter what, how many opportunities we put our hands to, no matter how many things I wanted to do in life and to be able to accomplish, nothing was working because I wasn't hungry enough and I didn't have the passion. And so that's the reason why I can say, you know, and I say it all the time, you know, when it comes time to the company that we're a part of, Total Life Changes, if you cut me, I bleed it. I'm passionate about it. I'm a product of the product. I know and I see how it's changed our life and how it's changed so many lives around the world. So therefore, I don't see anything else. I don't see any other companies. I don't see any other products. I care less. Go be successful. But at the end of the day, I know that this is the vehicle that God has blessed me with. And it was that passion and that hunger as I hit the streets, right? And as I began to tell everybody about these products, as I became a product of the product. And so when you take those two words, just like Nate said, passion and hunger, and you put them together, you can accomplish and become anything that you want to become in this world, because that passion and that hunger is going to create the action. And without action, nothing will ever become your reality. And so as we are closing out third quarter and going into the fourth quarter, we have to understand it's time out for sitting on the bench. We have to understand that the practice has to happen. So you got to get up off of the bench, practice, go to work, go through the pain, get knocked down, get back up. But at the end of the day, it's the practice that's not going to allow you to get in the game, and it's the game in which you're going to now be able to get the touchdowns in order to be able to score the baskets, in order to be able to get the win. But many times, we don't want to go through that, but it's time out for that in order to not find yourself in the same position on January 1st. Of 2020, in which everybody should be seen clearly now.
And don't get hung up on people, man.
That's right.
Honestly, don't get hung up on people. Everything Pam is telling you about getting in the game, you know, practicing, you know, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. That means you have to put more time into practice. That means you got to stay in the dark longer than you're in the light, you know, and that's just a reality. You can't be sitting back always looking for the limelight. You got to be grinding, man, because there has to be something bigger that you're grinding for.
Right.
And yes, you.
Right.
Right. So when we really think about people and how people affect us every day, people allow people to change the way they move, to change the way they talk, to change the way they walk, because you're too concerned that you get hung up on people. And to the young lady that asked, you know, how do I sell products to people in public, you know, guys, selling products to people in public means you're gonna that you're going to touch a lot of people.
Right.
Every single day. Every single day, you can't get hung up on people that say no.
Right. You can't.
You gotta do what we always say, Kim, keep it moving. It doesn't matter if somebody says no. You have to figure out how you're going to meet the demands of the people that are going to say yes. And that means that you're taking your own products and you're doing your own thing. And guys, you know, my it's funny because, you know, I can get
playing with the controls.
Yeah, I can get right. I can get very high strung, you know, about certain things, especially the stuff that I'm. But when I'm passionate about it, you know, that's when I'm at my best. So I know that whatever I do, I need to be passionate about it and grind with it. And that if I'm not, I'm not going to look to be there. But at
right.
the end of the day, you know,
to.
When it comes to me, I'm just going to tell you, I'm never going to shortchange the person I'm talking to. So that's why a lot of times I just don't talk, because people aren't ready to be to hear. To actually hear, to move them forward. So man, stop allowing people to take you off track. Stay focused, man. Match up with what it is that you're trying to do. Just match up, man, in general. Your whole life is everything that's in your life is your lifestyle, business and personal. Make it all mesh together. And you've got
good.
A recipe for success.
Recipe for success. And when we think about the relationship, as we close out this segment of The Grind, I would have to say, when you say match up in any relationship, in any partnership, you have to make sure that you take the time to listen to one another. You have to make sure to take the time that you understand each other's goals, because whereas we all have purpose together in a partnership, in a relationship, you put purpose together. So you have to be able to listen to one another to make sure that you're matching up, you know, the things that God is giving you, so that they align with one another in order to go forward together with the right and proper action in order to go out and get it done. So you got to match it up. You got to line up.
Absolutely.
You got to be in alignment with one another.
You
got
to be in alignment. You guys hear the same principles all the time. I mean, it's not like you haven't heard them. It's
right.
not like you don't know that you need to be in alignment with certain people. It's not like you don't know that you need to be in alignment with your partner. You just sometimes you choose not to, because it's more comfortable when you're not.
Right.
And it's easier to grow together, match up together, be good together, and don't let anybody circumvent or come into that nucleus and mess that up, because they
That's
don't
right.
know what you're trying to accomplish.
That's right.
As a team.
That's right.
And you allow them to come in, and then you wonder why you just stopped and you froze, and now you're not moving forward anymore. And you're trying to figure out, okay, what do I need to do now? You need to stop, reassess, man, and get them, get the people and the situations and the places and things out of your life that should not be there, and then that wheel will start rolling again.
Absolutely.
You know, but man, your partner is the person that you have to pay the most attention to.
That's right.
Right. The person that you have to give the most authority to in your life. The person that you have to, you know, really lay out, you know, how you feel about certain things, because if you don't let them know, then they'll never know.
That's
all right. So y'all have to realize, man, that when Pam and I come on this radio, you know, you guys can really, if you think about those of you who have been with us for years now, this is, I said 2 years, this is going on 3 years
right.
for The Grind come February of 2020. So we always talk about being in the trenches below the trenches, right? And we don't just say that stuff, man, just to be saying it because it sounds sexy or it sounds profound. No, we say that stuff because different facets of our life, man, we're in the trenches. And we stay in the trenches. We visit the trenches. This show is a prime example of the trenches. You never ask anybody to buy anything on The Grind.
Right.
But for going on 3 years, guys, we've come on the show continuously and gave. I think we took a hiatus of, what, 30, 60 days, something like that?
Maybe, yeah.
We took a little hiatus and came back and reloaded for you guys. And we're here pouring out, you know, whatever we can give, whatever secrets that we've learned. You know, we don't want to keep anything for ourselves, because we know that the epitome of real, true, lasting success is duplication and how you make a person feels, how you make a person feel. So we've been in the trenches with this show. So now the show is getting ready to start to evolve into even greater and bigger things. Because we've been in the trenches.
That's right.
You know, and yeah, we're going to have stuff that you guys, we would love for you guys to purchase to support the show for it continually can grow. Everything that the grind gets is going to be for the grind. And it's a bigger and better thing so we can touch more and more people around the world. And that's what it's all about.
That's
right. Starting small and growing big.
That's right.
All right? So, man.
Don't despise the small times because they do become greater. So that's good.
What song you going to play?
Oh, well, you know, I see what you had up. You know me.
What you want to play, though?
You know me. I take them back to church. And that's really where I was.
I don't have any Yolanda Adams on.
Oh, you don't have Yolanda? That's not good. But I wasn't going to go Yolanda. I love this song, and I know that you've played it so many times on the grind. So I'm gonna take them back to church, and we're gonna close it out because this one speaks to my soul, and I listen to it every day all throughout the day. So let's close out the grind with this one right here. All right.
That's good.
I love it.
This is not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord. And you cannot afford.